Michelle Edwards joins us on Sports Byline. She's been elected to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. She was a former Collegiate National Player of the Year, International All-Star, and WNBA Franchise Player, a native of Boston, Massachusetts. She played her college basketball for Hall of Fame head coach C. Vivian Stringer at the University of Iowa. How does a player and a young lady in particular end up in Iowa?
You know, that's an interesting story, and honestly, it came out of nowhere. What happened was Coach Stringer came to visit me in Boston, and she actually had to pull out a map to show me physically where Iowa was located because I didn't know. So we laughed about that. I went to visit, and I fell in love with the place. It's a special place for sure.
You know, growing up in Boston, Massachusetts, and then going to Iowa, I know that as a kid, my dad was in the military, and I went to Illinois, and it was kind of culture shock for me. How did you find it, Michelle?
You know, it was, but honestly, when I say it was a special place, and I think from the beginning, I understood what my mission was, which was to get my degree and try to be a part of a program that was on the brink of doing something special. Now, honestly, I had no idea how special we were going to be, but, man, we blew the lid off of that one. But also, just from a people perspective, you know, I think my first experiences there, we had gone out to eat, and I was either leaving or coming from the restaurant, and people were saying hello. And I would look over my shoulder to say, are you saying hello to me? I'm sorry, I just flew in. No way you could know me. But that's just how the people were, just really friendly. And that was something that drew me to the University of Iowa.
Obviously, you had a chance to go to Iowa and have an outstanding career there, but you had to develop your basketball skills a little bit earlier in that. How difficult was it, and why were you able to develop them to a point where you got a scholarship?
Well, I think, one, I had passion for the game, which meant that I ate, drank, and slept basketball 24/7. And I grew up playing with boys. But I think one of the things that propelled me at the University of Iowa was the fact that I had a lot of competition and practice with my teammates. And I think we were the number one class that year in 84. So there was a lot of competition. So each day we all had to bring our A game. And, of course, with our leader, Coach Stringer, she wasn't going to accept anything else, you know, anything less than that.
You know, she has a very interesting personality. For those that may not know her and just watch her a little bit, she's pretty intense herself. Is she a tough disciplinarian? How does she approach the game from a coaching standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, from a coaching perspective, she's certainly tough. You know, she knows what she wants, and she knows pretty much what she needs to do to get the best out of each player. So, of course, that means that she's going to drive you, because as well as myself, my freshman year, I had no idea the potential that was inside of me. But with her drive each day, obviously, it worked, because here we are today talking about it.
What were the opportunities for women athletically and also particularly in basketball back when you were growing up and also when you were in college? Because the sport obviously has flourished well with the success of the American squad and international competition and the Olympics and everything. But it was a long road, wasn't it, Michelle?
It certainly was. I recall being in high school and having the likes of Nancy Lieberman on my wall, Ann Donovan. I had the opportunity to meet Lynette Woodard at a very young age, and I think she was at Kansas, and she was doing some incredible things. So I was introduced to some great players at a young age, but there were a lot of pro leagues that didn't make it, but they tried. So in high school, I was not thinking about anything professionally, but of course, as I went to college, I started understanding that there were opportunities overseas, but who kind of wanted to pack their bags and leave, because that wasn't for everyone. But then, of course, now we have a WNBA, and who would have thought that after so many years that it would still be happening and be successful?
You're right. There really weren't too many professional opportunities, particularly in this country, for women after they came out of college. But you went on to play professionally in Italy for a number of years. Tell me about that experience.
You know, interestingly, my junior year, we were down playing in the NCAA tournament. I think we had just played, or we were getting ready to play Louisiana Tech. there was a the president of the Milan team was there, and he was trying to recruit me. And unlike today, I think maybe a few players have jumped their senior year to go play professionally. But that's when I understood that that opportunity could maybe be available. So I went over after graduating, and, man, it was an incredible experience, and I would not trade it for the world. The best competition, the best food, not necessarily the best technique, but we had some great games over there.
Got to share a story with you, Michelle. Yeah. I've had my friends that have played, men that have played over in the Greek League over in Greece, and they were talking about the audiences at the game, and they said that some of the players made more money off the coins that were thrown on the court than they did in their payroll. What were the crowds like in Italy?
Well, the league expanded from northern Italy to southern Italy in the middle part of it, but in the northern part, it was quite a few people, thousands. I think the stands for the women's games might maximum have seated up to 5,000. When you went down south, pretty much the same thing. But I would say that my experience was in the southern region, the fans were not as respectful as they were in the north. As you mentioned, coins being thrown. I had a general manager kind of like aggressively get in my face one game. It was a physical game, and we won, and he wasn't happy with, I don't know, me. I guess maybe I scored too many points, but, you know, it was very interesting, the dynamics between the crowd and the visiting team.
I would think it was also probably particularly difficult for you, and maybe only, you know, maybe every other American player, but let's talk about you. You came out of an established program. You had great success. You had great discipline. You had great athletes around you. And then all of a sudden you go over to Italy, and that level on all the things I just mentioned was not up to what it was for you in the United States and Iowa.
You're exactly right. But I will tell you one thing that Coach Stringer taught us is the ability to adapt to pretty much any situation. I can't tell you how many uniforms that I turned pink, white uniforms I turned pink, washing them myself, which was different, onto having the responsibility of being the leading scorer, leading assist, rebounder. I had to do everything. But while that was different for me, I enjoyed it because I got to shoot pretty much all the ball. So who wouldn't like that?
You came home and played a total of 5 seasons for the Cleveland Rockers and the Seattle Storm, early years of the WNBA. What were those early years like?
Man, you know, they were fantastic, let me tell you. And the difference probably then versus now is then it was like a family atmosphere. Each team seemed to have really cared about each individual athlete. We were close, and we really felt like we were starting something really special that we would hope would last for years, as it has, for the young girls to be able to look at and say, oh, this is going to be my goal. So that's pretty much, you know, what my experience was, but it was a great experience.
Having been the broadcaster for the ABL, which was one of those leagues that started trying to establish women's professional basketball, and just over the years having broadcast on television women's basketball at the college level, I've always been impressed with the teamwork, the approach to look at things from a team standpoint, which I think is different from what you find with the boys and the men. What is the essence of that? Where does that come from, Michelle?
You know, I want to say that because we play below the rim, and so in that, I believe that you have to focus a lot more on technique and the technical aspects of the game, although, as you can see, players like Brittany Griner, and there's some other players that also can dunk. But I think, you know, that's one of the things that I think women, as women, we pride ourselves in, which is playing team basketball.
When you take a look at the teams, the college teams around the country, and I think of Connecticut, I think of Stanford, I think of Duke, I think of Rutgers, all of those top-flight programs, do you kind of shake your head when you think how far the women's game has come?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting to come from being a player to an actual fan. I love it. When I was able to see players like Maya Moore, Diana Taurasi, Kathy Pondexter, Mattia Ajavon, because – as you know, it's quite different seeing it up close and personal versus on television. So, you know, I would also like to say for those that are able to see a top women's basketball game, please go out and support, because these girls, these young ladies are doing phenomenal things.
In about 20 seconds, your thought about being inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
Surreal, honestly. You know, what an honor. And I've actually said to my teammates and coaches that we are going into the Hall of Fame. There's no way I can take total credit for this award, but I am grateful and blessed and so humbled and excited.
Let me just add, it is well-deserved. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us. You had an outstanding career, but you represented the United States internationally as well. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Michelle Edwards with us, and she's been elected into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, a former Collegiate National Player of the Year, also an international star, and she was a WNBA franchise player. We continue on Sports Byline.